This is Scenic Roots. I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for joining us. Musicians in the Chattanooga area who have lost work due to the coronavirus pandemic can now turn to a relief fund created to help them. Stratton Tingle is executive director of Soundcore, and Martha Suma Chadwick is executive director of Music Therapy Gateway in Communications.
Stratton, Martha, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us more about the fund. It is as critical as ever at this time.
That's correct. And I think it's an interesting time because during COVID, we've actually found out how important music really is to us. We've turned to it for comfort, for lifting our spirits, for all this kind of thing. And yet, ironically, we're in a situation where the performing musicians aren't able to perform because we can't gather in groups, we can't do any of this. So it's really, really important that we respect how much music has to offer our bodies and souls, and also try to support the musicians who are out there who have lost so many gigs and not been able to do really as much work at all since the March-April timeframe.
I'd like to echo the sentiments that Dr. Martha said about musicians. You know, we've seen a lot of musicians just going from plenty of work, especially through live gigs, to very little to zero income. So a lot of folks have transitioned, some more successfully than others. But the fact of the matter is that musicians have been hit pretty hard by the whole shutdown of live events. But I do want to say this fund came about through this conversation and really Dr. Suma Chadwick applying to the UN Foundation, which is a Chattanooga effort at funding cool ideas. They have a number of trustees who donate around $100 a month, who get together every month and decide what they're going to fund. Her application was so moving that they decided to help establish the Chattanooga Musicians Relief Fund. So kudos to the UN Foundation and the many people who are involved with that for helping us set up the fund. Dr. Chadwick asked Soundcore to help with some of the administrative processes of the fund, and we are happy to do so. You know, we pay musicians all the time, our street performers and musicians through other programs that we run. So we have a lot of systems set up for writing a lot of checks and doing that sort of thing. So it's been a great collaboration and we are so excited to be a part of it. And yeah, I think it's unfortunately something that's really, really needed in Chattanooga's music scene.
I'll also mention that Strat and I have collaborated on another project before too, where he helped me out with trying to establish a database of music with all of the wonderful sound engineers he works with to create music devoted specifically for therapy. So this was kind of a natural partnership that we decided we would just jump in on and work together again with.
Given all the uncertainty that we are still living with, month after month after month now, as you've said, this pandemic has just shut down so many musicians, even ones that were able to get a little bit of help before, or even ones that have been able to do some streaming concerts and do a little bit of this and do a little bit of that. All of that doesn't make up for how this has affected them economically.
The beautiful thing is that nothing is going to make music die. Music will stay alive. Musicians will play music through hell and high water. It doesn't matter. We will have music. So that's not the concern. The concern, however, is those forms of income have shifted and changed and dried up in many cases. So we are just trying as best we can to help people navigate the new systems, navigate some of the new kind of the new mandates as far as social distancing and how to do things that include music in a safe way so as not to further spread the COVID-19. It's just a rough, I'd say, bump in the road thing that we're all trying to sort of work through together. And one of the things that I've talked to a lot of musicians about and a number of other people as well is we've seen a lot of local musicians do well at, I don't know, you know, the word pivoting, I guess, is kind of overused right now, but really looking at what are their total different sources of income that make up their income streams and where can they put some of their focus? Where can musicians focus on bringing in some different forms of income? A lot of folks have successfully transitioned to doing lessons online in some ways. A lot of musicians have successfully transitioned to things like, you know, I think y'all have featured Lon Eldridge before, who is making fashion accessories that are kind of part of his brand and part of his whole thing. He's making bolo ties for sale. And he's actually seen some really good income from that. So there's certainly bright spots, especially for musicians that are entrepreneurs in every aspect of their life. But again, very difficult switch for a lot of people. And if you haven't focused on really diversifying your income streams in the past, a lot of musicians right now are playing catch up on that.
And I was also going to say that this is musicians of all varieties of music. We're talking everything from the people who busk in the street, the wonderful country music, hip hop, anything like that, all the way up to classical jazz. All musicians are being hit with this at this point. And so it's really important to see that it's not just one particular group, but it's musicians in general that are needing the help. And Fred and I have both been performing musicians at times and frequently. And these musicians have been wonderful to work with. I have worked with fabulous musicians in the Chattanooga area, and I think it's just so important that they be given help to be able to keep working their craft at this point.
And Chattanooga has such a rich and diverse music legacy. It cannot be overstated.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people in the community have been harping on that for years. Soundcore comes directly, you know, we were launched in 2015 directly as a result of a lot of people putting a stake in the ground and saying, yes, we have a very rich and diverse music heritage, and we want to see that grow, and we want to retain musicians in our community so that we're not bleeding people off to the larger markets that are nearby and sometimes far away. So that's where we come from, and that's been our focus, and I think that's one of the reasons why this specifically Chattanooga Musicians Relief Fund is so important for the work Soundcore does.
So where can people go online to participate? Where can people go online to give?
You can find information about the Chattanooga Musicians Relief Fund on all social media outlets via Soundcore. And that's, again, Sound, C-O-R-P-S. A lot of people get confused by how core is spelled, but that's Sound, C-O-R-P-S.org. We have a link to the, it's a Google Doc application, which does unfortunately require you to have a Google account to actually apply. But most people we have found do. If you don't, you can always use the contact form at either soundcore.org or mtgic.org, which is Dr. Martha Sima Chadwick's organization. Probably the easiest place to find the links is across social media or on the websites. There's also a direct link at mtgic.org/musician_relief.html.
And are there any deadlines that we should let folks know about?
Yes, we're anticipating that we're going to be doing a 2-week opening on this, and we will be closing it down again on Friday, that is July the 24th at 9 p.m. That's when we'll be taking the link down and making the decisions fairly quickly at that point, because we want to get these funds out to the musicians in an expeditious manner at this point.
All right. Stratton, Martha, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Arts Build here in Chattanooga is helping artists in our area who have lost work during the pandemic in more ways than one. James McKissick is president of Arts Build.
James, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The last time we spoke, we talked about the emergency fund, and the emergency fund is back. Tell us more about it.
So the emergency fund for Arts Build is back. It's been open for a few more days. We have been very early on, we were actually one of the first arts organizations in the country to set up an emergency fund for artists as they deal with COVID shutdowns and cancellations and closures. You know, some artists in our area have also been affected by the tornadoes. The arts has been hit really hard. We really can see, according to Americans for the Arts, about a $3 million negative impact just in Hamilton County to the arts sector. So this is a way that Arts Build can really lean into our mission and support individual artists and organizations through these challenging times.
You are putting a particular emphasis on helping artists that are just starting out, that are first-time applicants to the fund.
Yes. So what we're asking is that artists who have applied to the fund in the past 6 months not apply again. So we're honoring requests from new applicants to the fund.
What are you hearing from the groups that you work with as part of Arts Build? There is just so much uncertainty again and again and again, and just trying to look 2 weeks ahead, let alone 2 months ahead, let alone into 2021. It's just mind-boggling.
Well, it is, but I have been really amazed and just so optimistic as I look at the arts community locally and see how resilient we have been to the pandemic, closures, cancellations, loss of gigs. And I've just been amazed. People and organizations have begun to pivot and make their programming available online. They've really sought out health and safety and PPE information and resources to be able to open up their spaces again. They're doing social distancing. They're providing masks. The arts community is so critical to Chattanooga for residents and for tourists as well. And they're doing everything that they can to make sure that the arts remain one of those drivers of our economy and our culture here locally.
And one of the ways that you all are pivoting in the arts community is this new program with the folks at the Enterprise Center and Arts Build, Tech Goes Home for the Arts.
Yeah, we're so excited to be able to offer this with the Enterprise Center. And, you know, individual artists might have expressed or shown that they had some challenges with moving a lot of their content, their information, and their ability to make money online. So Arts Build's mission, as you know, is to really support the arts locally and to build community through the arts. And we reached out to the Enterprise Center and came up with a version of Tech Goes Home just for the arts sector. So it focuses on moving your programming online, communicating online, streaming and offering things in the digital space. And people who participate in this program also get a tablet or Chromebook so that they can be able to do or carry out the things that they've learned in the lessons. We're happy to offer this and really excited and look forward to possibly doing it 3 or 4 times a year.
And how long is this process online of just showing people how they can bring their work, bring their art online?
So it is 15 hours, and those hours are Zoom hours. We do them in the evenings. We're looking at doing them on Thursday evenings, starting around 7:30, so that artists who work during the day will be able to log in and participate in the evening. There's a cost to participate, which is $50. And of course, by paying that, you do receive the tablet or the Chromebook. And you also get access to low-cost monthly internet. And this is available to any artist or leader of a small arts organization who's over the age of 18.
And we should talk about the MAP project.
Yeah. So on our website, we have been sharing maps of our Artsville programming for the past 5 years, where we've invested money and time and resources. And we've plotted that in partnership with the Chattanooga Design Center on a map of Hamilton County. And we invite the public to kind of log on to our website, look at our programming, look at where our Arts Commission grants have gone, our community cultural grants. We've even added the emergency fund so that you can see how the artists are distributed across the county who received that funding too. And we're looking at the maps periodically, learning from them and trying to see those parts of town and parts of the county where we need to kind of dig deeper and do more outreach and engage in communities more.
You've had it up for a little while now. What are some of the things that you and others in the arts community are noticing or are reminded of? What are some of the discussions you're starting to have with each other?
Well, one way that we have really used the MAPS is in our funding process. So many people know that Artsville gives community cultural grants, and those are usually $2,000 to $2,500, and those are due to so that the community can do arts-related programming in communities. And we've seen that in some of the more rural areas of the county, we need to do more outreach there. This year, that application opened up on July the 1st, and one thing that we have encouraged is to let people know that we're prioritizing areas on the map where we have not had such a great impact in the county. So we're encouraging people that come to us for funding to use the map as a tool and to think about how they can help us to connect into those new areas.
And where can people go online for more information about all of these things?
Well, our website is artsbuild.com, And we invite you to look at all of the work that we're doing, learn how you can apply for grants, how you can apply for our leadership programs, check out our maps. And we've also added a page about the racial equity in the arts work that we're doing here in Chattanooga, too.
And we look forward to talking more about that down the road.
Yes, yes, of course.
James, thanks so much.
Thank you, and thanks for this opportunity and for having us on today.
Between the heat and the pandemic, people who want to enjoy the outdoors have plenty of questions on what they can do. Sunshine Loveless is with Outdoor Chattanooga.
Sunshine, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell us how you folks are moving forward during the pandemic. We now have a mask mandate in Hamilton County.
Outdoor Chattanooga is a part of the city of Chattanooga. We're a unique division that falls under economic and community development. And so we have been basically shut down since March, along with most other industry in town. Our building has been closed to the public since that time. We have moved to working from home remotely. We have moved our in-person programs to virtual programs, utilizing a YouTube channel and our social media outlets. We are just kind of encouraging the recreate responsibly in the outdoors, since we have many shelter in place, park closures, other things that need to be communicated in regards to COVID. And that's kind of been our focus since all of this started.
And then as far as what resources you may be providing, such as online, tell us more about that.
Typically, Outdoor Chattanooga offers free Learn to Ride a Bike class every single month. We uploaded a video on how you can teach maybe your kiddo how to ride a bicycle. Really important at this time because bicycle sales have doubled, if not tripled, here in the United States. People trying to find ways to stay active because gyms were closed, alternative forms of transportation than public transport, and just getting back into a childhood activity that's a lot of fun. So we have that Learn to Ride a Bike class that's on our YouTube channel. We have uploaded kind of a weekly series for our Rapid Learning Whitewater Kayak program, which goes through the basics of an introduction to what the program's all about, the equipment that you'd be using, paddle strokes, how to hold a paddle, how to wet exit, all the things that we would normally teach in that class, broken down into about 2 to 5 minute videos. We've also done virtual hikes, virtual canoe trips, just things that highlight the natural beauty of Chattanooga.
And of course, the demand for outdoor recreation has just soared as we have gotten deeper and deeper into the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Since the pandemic started, I've seen more people on bicycles than I have probably in the 10 years I've lived in Chattanooga. So there has been a great explosion in bicycles, kayaks, canoe and paddleboard purchases. Camper and RV sales are through the roof. Motorized boat sales are through the roof. I'm sure the same would fall in line for rock climbing equipment, camping equipment. I don't have the specific stats on those. But yes, the demand for outdoor recreation equipment and places to go do it. As you know, a lot of parks and national lands closed their doors to the public, which how do you close the outdoors? But they did. And so people were left going, where can I go outside and play? We found here in Chattanooga, a lot of our trailheads were overcrowded, just too many people showing up and not being able to adhere to social distancing. And so agencies that operate those trailheads or those boat ramps were forced to kind of close them down to mitigate the transmission of coronavirus. With kind of the trend we're going in, if people can't go to the gym and work out, where are they going to go? Outdoors. And we're finding a lot of people are coming back to connecting with nature as a way to relieve stress, lead a healthy, active lifestyle, a multitude of reasons, but all of that contributing to it.
What are some of the same questions that you and your colleagues are getting at this time?
Where can I go camp, especially when campgrounds close down? And where can I go camp and not be right on top of people? Where can I go swimming? Swimming pools are kind of closed down. So where can I go swim outside for free? So the natural blue holes, a lot of hikes. Where can I go hiking that isn't going to be too crowded when I show up? Mountain bike trails, we had some of those closed down. And so it was limited and a lot of people were ending up at the same spot, which was the county parks were the only ones that remained open the entire time. And so Enterprise South became very popular. Chester Frost became very popular. But just kind of the traditional questions, where can I go hike, bike, paddle, camp that we would normally get. Rock climbing as well, because a lot of those properties shut down during coronavirus.
And then what plans may you have later in the summer, depending on where conditions might be?
Yeah, so you touched on it. Mandate for the mask coming by Mayor Coppinger for Hamilton County specifically, and Governor Lee issuing the executive order that kind of put things through the end of August. So for us, Outdoor Chattanooga specifically, looks like we won't be running any programs through the end of August. Our close contact instruction makes it really difficult. When we're teaching people how to ride bikes or teaching you how to hold a paddle or flip a kayak, we're way too close. And it doesn't seem right to put anyone at risk in doing those programs. So for us, it doesn't look like we're going to do much until potentially September, other than our virtual offerings that we have now and information on our website.
And where can people go online for all that?
OutdoorChattanooga.com is your best resource for all things outdoors in Chattanooga.
All right. Sunshine, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Scenic Roots. More in a moment.
This is Scenic Roots. Good afternoon. So of all the shows in this portion of Scenic Roots, the Monday afternoon show is the one that has been hit hardest by the COVID-19 pandemic. The programs I was producing with Cindy Pinion, along with a host of wonderful bluegrass bands from the area, skidded to an abrupt halt in mid-March. Soon after that, my friend Tom Brown began a series of virtual shows on his Woodsongs website from Dalton. We've been sharing those virtual performances with you for the past couple of months, but now that series has ended for the moment, and so this afternoon we have the first of a series of streamed shows curated by Louise Baker in Asheville, North Carolina. Louise and her partner present shows regularly in the Isis Theatre in Asheville. For the duration of the pandemic, the theatre is closed and the shows have moved online. On this afternoon's Scenic Roots, we have a guitarist the Irish Times called one of the most exciting live performers of his generation. Guitarist Tommy Emmanuel said of Shane Hennessy, "He transcends the guitar the way Muhammad Ali transcended boxing." There will come a point when you find yourself asking, is that just one person playing one guitar that I'm hearing? It is, albeit with a few effects pedals and gadgets. But as always, while technique is impressive, it's his playing that will impress you. And it will. From his home, just south of Dublin, this is Shane Hennessy.
All right there. Hello, everybody. It is lovely to be with you this evening on this special stream. It's quite late here in Ireland. It's 4 minutes past midnight. I'm going to start off the stream with the final tune on my latest album, Rain Dance. This one is called Jumbo, dedicated to my little dog, Mopsy. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. And that is Jumbo from my album Rain Dance. That was a piece of music that didn't exist until the very first time that I recorded it. I went into the studio to record an album of 10 full tracks, and while I was there was a baritone guitar that had just arrived to the studio, so it was tuned down a lot lower than a normal guitar. And when I picked it up, the engineer was with me and he pointed a camera at me and he said, "Play something." And I said, "All right." And I made that up, and it ended up as the bonus track on the album. So the very first time I played that, that was a total improv, and so one of those serendipitous moments. But that is Jumbo. So thank you so much for tuning into the stream this evening. As you'll know from my posts earlier on, and from the emails that were sent out, this is a very special stream, specifically for the Isis Music Hall in North Carolina. Fantastic venue that supports an awful lot of great roots music, Americana music, independent musicians like myself. And of course, none of us are free from the shackles of COVID-19, the coronavirus, and what it's doing all around the world. So I think it's really important that musicians play their part in giving back to the venues that have been so good to them and the people that have been so good to them. So I had a show scheduled for the Isis Music Hall in Asheville, in North Carolina, for September of this year, in between some festival slots, but unfortunately now that won't work out. But luckily, we have this. We have the beauty and the craziness of the internet, that I can come live to your home or to your workplace or wherever you might be. So I just want to say a special thank you to any of the viewers in Ireland, Europe, in Russia, or China, Japan, Australia, New Zealand. Anybody who is up very early to watch this, or up very late at night, I really appreciate it. So I think I'll continue. When I think of Asheville, I think of a lot of great bluegrass players who live there. And it is really one of those really musical towns in the USA that has so many great musicians living there, and a really thriving music scene. So I want to play this for you. This is, again, from Raindance. This is Grove Road. Thank you. Grove Road from my most recent album, Rain Dance, which came out in April. So I've never toured it. I've been at home since. I've been quarantined in my new house. I haven't got a chance to play many of these songs live yet. I tried out one or two of them from the album before I recorded it. But that's just the way it is. I think there'll be a little bit of time at home to come yet. But we're going to make the most of it while we can. So, let's see. What will we go to next? I don't really have a set list for this evening. This tune is one that I wrote when I was in Sicily years ago. Sicily is an island that belongs to Italy, just underneath Corsica. And it is probably the most gorgeous, no, definitely the most gorgeous place I've ever been to on this planet. And I can't wait until coronavirus is defeated and gone so I can go back there for a holiday properly again, because it's just one of those magical places, you know, blue waters, clear beaches, amazing sunshine, amazing food, just paradise on earth. So I wrote this piece. This is also on my most recent album, Rain Dance. This one is L'Isola, The Island. Thank you. That's it, Lee Sola. I'm not going off of any set list, I'm just doing what I feel. So, let's go for a little bit of American Patrol. American Patrol. I love playing that tune. It's a tough one to play because that part in the middle in particular, that's quite demanding, getting all those changes in the right order and remembering where they are. So it takes a lot of practice, but it's a lot of fun as well. This is the first tune that sort of went viral for me online. This was my attempt at sounding like what I thought was a full funk band. And I called it Avenue because some of you will know this story if you've seen me live, but I called it Avenue because when I write music, I don't necessarily write it on the guitar. I write it away from the guitar as much as possible because I don't like the idea of my hands influencing what I do or how I write music. So, for example, you know, if I know how to play this chord progression and move it up here and whatever, I don't want to rely on what I know to write music. I want to write music from inside rather than depending on, you know, patterns that I know. So what I did with this next tune is that I started off imagining like a groove in my head, like a kind of a Stevie Wonder style groove nearly. And I started thinking, okay, let's think about a melody for this. So I came up with walking down the avenue, killing time. Those city beats, they're always on my mind. Something like that, right? So we have that melody. So then I start thinking, right, so what would go behind that? So then I start thinking, okay, E minor and A7. Now here's what guitar players do. Aha, E minor and A7. Can't do that. If you want to be a solo guitar player, you can't think like a guitar player. You need to think like a band. So for me, what I did instead was, I thought, how would a keyboard player do this? And a keyboard player would use these kind of voicings. They want it to ring in the background, okay? So then I'm thinking, okay, drummer, what does a drummer do? A drummer goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. So now we've got two parts going. What's next? Next is the bass. So I want the bass to walk. Okay, sure starting to sound good, but it's still not funky enough. And then I thought, no, wait, I've missed something. The drummer would get funkier. The drummer would put in ghost notes. So if we put in ghost notes on top of that, which are like little pops and clicks that drummers add in the middle of the beat, here's how it sounds. I'll play it first without the ghost notes and then with. So without sounds like this. With. And now you're getting the gothic couple dancing, right? So, without further ado, Avenue. From my very first album, Zephyrus.
Shane Hennessy playing from his home just south of Dublin. The show was a benefit for the Isis Theatre in Asheville, where Louise Baker and her partner regularly present musicians playing every style of roots music. Introducing the series On Scenic Roots with a performance by Shane Hennessy seemed particularly appropriate because Shane manages to incorporate almost every imaginable style of music in his playing. We'll have the second half of this stream performance for you next Monday, here on Scenic Roots on WUTC.
I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for listening to Scenic Roots. We come to you from WUTC at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Thanks, as always, to our producers, Haley Solomon, Carly Dodson, and Will Davis. Email us at scenicroutes423@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at scenicroutes423. Listen to us online anytime at WUTC.org and the WUTC app. For Richard Winham and the rest of our team, join us again next time for Scenic Roots.